eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Total Car Score podcast, bringing you the world of cars from inside the car. And now your hosts, Carl Brower, Lauren Fix, and Javier Mota.
Well, Lauren, we're not inside the car because we've been all day inside the car, right?
Yeah, like 8 hours. But we are here in a wonderful country, the country of Spain, or España. Yeah. I'm learning my Spanish.
We've been doing Spanish immersion lessons during 492 kilometers of driving.
I'm learning the kilometers over the English unit of miles.
So we're here at the terrace of this beautiful hotel. It's called Jedre, I think is the name of the town. Beautiful little town. We just walk around it. And we're here with Ken McConomy from the PR team for Jaguar from England, right?
Yes. Good evening. My name's Ken McConomy, yes.
Okay, so tell us a little bit of your story with Jaguar. How long have you been in the brand?
Oh, my God.
this could be a good story.
The tough questions first, right?
We should first say what we're driving. We're driving the 2024 Jaguar.
Well, I was going to get to that. But,
F-Type, the 75 edition, because sadly, I'm sad. Yeah. It is the last of sexy sports car.
You haven't been there for the 75 years.
Almost.
You look really good.
Thank you. Yes, I joined Jaguar 33 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So I've been,
almost half. Wow, that's amazing.
I have not worked anywhere. I came straight out of university, and I've worked in Jaguar since
then. Tell us that story, because I think it's very inspiring, especially for young kids who are in school now. Mm-hmm. How does that process go? Like, I mean, I'm sure you were like a really good student, and you were into whatever, I don't know, communications, engineering, whatever. But how did you make it into Jaguar? Because, I mean, that's a dream job.
Yeah, really.
It really is a dream job, but it was never planned, like all good things in life. Mm-hmm. So I left university as an accountant. I joined.
Accountant.
Yes.
Wow. And your last name is McConomy.
McConomy is an economist.
That's why you went to accounting.
Yes.
So I moved into the accounting team, the finance team, and it's a great place to learn
about
the
economy.
They recruited me from university.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I spent 10 years doing that. Then I done an MBA. And as part of that, I just thought, you know what? I need to do something else. And I looked at the PR team and I went,
that's
travel,
cool.
Classic cars, fast cars,
beautiful
motor
hotels.
Shows, travel, beautiful hotels. I went,
I can do that.
Exactly.
Let me count how many good things are with my
Usually
accounting.
Usually accountants are bean counters. You don't sound like a bean counter.
No, and that's what everyone says, but it just shows you, to your point, you know, you can have a path in life, a journey, a plan, but you know, I haven't looked back.
So true.
But I mean, they recruited you for a reason. You were a good student. I'm sure there was competition.
Yeah. But wait
and
a minute.
Not everybody got into
Jaguar history. Is there any Jaguar?
No. I'm from Ireland, just in case you can tell by the accent.
I'm not that good either.
So not Scottish. I'm Irish. Yeah, so I'm Irish. So, no, I had no plan whatsoever. You know, my family all loved cars, you know, old cars, bangers cars, you know, fixing up cars, not brand new cars, not luxury cars, not expensive cars.
Yeah.
So when I went to Jaguar, it was, wow.
This is something else.
Yeah, so they were more excited than me. And then when I started moving on to PR, that's when, you know, traveling the world, going to motor shows, driving E-types, C-types, driving the 120s,
going
to Formula One, going to Goodwood.
So you're talking like Mark Webber days.
Yes, I remember Mark.
Yes, I went to see him in Melbourne.
He's a gentleman.
Big
he's
fan.
A nice guy.
Big
yes.
fan.
Yes, he went kart racing with us on the X-Type Estate launch.
Oh, wow.
So all the glamour, I've done it.
That's great.
Amazing.
So any advice for any kids that might be listening and going into college or something and thinking of making a job, not a Jaguar in particular, but in the automotive industry? which is very different now than it was 33 years ago.
It is
different, but you know what? It's, if you've got a passion for cars or a passion for engineering, a passion for travel, the automotive industry has been very good to me. You know, I've seen the world. I've had some fantastic experiences. So if you've got a passion, go for it. Yeah. Go for it. Don't let anyone tell you any different.
But work hard too, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, you do work hard.
You don't have to just like one day decide, okay, I'm going to do that. And like it happens like that. It doesn't happen like that.
We've been here for 6 days now. And 60 media have coming through from all over the world.
Wow.
You know, we've been planning this for nearly a year.
Yeah.
Wow. And, I don't think people realize it takes a year to put this together.
Yeah. And it doesn't happen by accident. You've seen beautiful roads today. You've had a beautiful
it is
lunch.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really impressive.
Yeah. Behind the scene, we've got, you'll run on 5 cars and a spare. So there's a team that follow you. There's cars. You're going to drive from the coast, from Barcelona over to Bilbao, coast to coast, Mediterranean to the Atlantic. You know, we've got to get the cars there and back, prepared, looked after, make sure it's safe.
Thousands of
days. You wouldn't think it. You would think, just get in the cars and go. No, what's the big deal?
Let's go and drive.
You have to be prepped for anything.
Anything.
Yes. So, okay, now let's start getting into the event, actual event. So we saw the first...
The XK-140.
The XK-140, 120.
120 from 1954.
Yeah, exactly. So that car, I mean, is just fantastic. So you weren't there yet, but close to it.
Yeah. That's a very special car. We call it NUB 120, NUB 120. That's its registration. So that car is one of the most famous rally cars in the world, one of the most famous Jaguars in the world.
Miglia as well.
Yes, done the Miglia a number of times. Yes, it's done a number of times. So Dutch Mandel, he's doing Auto Week.
Yeah.
Dutch drove that in the Miglia. So
yeah, dreaming almost like this morning. Well, last night when I sat first at the hotel. It'll be so cool to like have a chance to even drive it for like a block or
around the roundabout.
Like, the new cars are amazing. The engineering is fantastic. Yeah. The technology is incredible. I mean, you get like things that you would not imagine. Mm-hmm. But the old cars, it doesn't matter. It's like a church or something
in
the background.
It's our local church.
But this is
what I love about these little towns.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to maybe make a prayer later or something, whatever. But anyway.
Always could use a prayer.
The old cars are incredible because you think about it, 1950s, they didn't have like high power computers, high power equipment in the factories.
Was racing.
They didn't. Yeah, and the cars are still perfect. I mean, that car, I'm sure is drivable. I mean,
can drive 1,000 miles very easily.
Yeah,
it's a fantastic car.
And it's unrestored.
Yes, correct. We keep the patina.
The patina's there is
beautiful car.
Yeah, because that's one thing. It's only original once, but I'll be covering the history of those cars, including the 1961 E-Type.
Probably.
And I know you have that as well. I'm a Jaguar fan. I race a Jaguar. So.
Oh, fantastic.
But it's a 2004 Jaguar XKRS.
XKRS.
Yes. Yeah. So it's one of the old Genelozzi chassis.
Oh, and a pull.
Yeah, everybody knows him. He leaves a mark. We'll leave it at that. But you also brought out for us the 1961 E-Type, which was the E-Type that went to the Geneva Auto Show, that drove to the Geneva Auto Show.
Yes.
That was spectacular. Right-hand drive. British Racing Green, what else could it be? BRG, as they call it.
Yeah. So that was 77 RW. We go by the registration, sorry, I'm a nerd. I've been there too long.
We do that too in our collector car world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
77 RW, fantastic car. So that's the car that Norman Dewis, who's just left us a couple of years ago, a wonderful Jaguar advocate, he drove that car to Geneva. He tells a great story. He got a call from Sir William Lyons, we need another car at the Geneva Motor Show. He was at work. Uh-huh. He went home, told his wife. His wife got him some fish and chips from the local chippy. He ate it on the way there and drove to Geneva through the night.
And he ate the fish and chips in that car.
Amazing. Because he was in a rush. They told him to get there as quick as he could.
Well, he had to eat something.
That's kind of an oily product to be eating while driving, You don't think about fish and chips from the UK.
I'm sure they cleaned the car nicely for the auto
show. I'm sure it was spectacular.
By the way, what a shame that the Geneva Auto Show is gone now. Oh. I think it's going to be in Qatar in November. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something will be different, but interesting, but not Geneva. I mean, Geneva was one of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah, mine too. We will miss it.
I won't miss the hotel bills on our
travels. I can't imagine.
I know. Qatar won't be cheap either, so I don't know.
So back to the cars. In 2014, you changed from the E-Type to the F-Type, which is what we see on the roads today. Yeah. So that's 10 years ago.
XK.
Yeah, the XF.
The
XK was the sports car, which is the one you drive. Yeah.
Right.
And then it went to F-Type.
So in 2014, F-Type. F-Type came out, correct?
Correct.
All right, so now we're at F-Type.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Lauren, but we did justice to the E-Type. It was like...
Well, go ahead, talk about the E-Type.
That's a very important car.
It is the most beautiful car in history. Well,
there you go.
You could do 100 podcasts on E-Type.
Exactly.
You know,
I think there are 100.
Yeah, exactly, that's true. So, yeah, we just have to say what Enzo Ferrari said. Yeah. Most beautiful car in the world.
Even Enzo Ferrari said that. How about that?
You see? I'm into something here.
No, it's a bold statement. Yeah. For your main competitor.
Yeah.
Including from racing history, because Jaguar's history is racing.
Correct.
I mean, people don't really realize it. They go, oh, yeah, I've got my daughter drives an F-Pace, which is the SUV.
Yes.
But that's not the same. The history of Jaguar is from racing.
Correct. Yeah. It's in that sports car. So it's the Nub 120. It's the E-Type, XKSS, C-Types, and D-Types.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where that's the line
car.
Is.
A lot of history there, yeah.
Yes, and, you know, many brands would kill for that sort of heritage and brand.
Okay, now we can jump to
the... So after 2004, when Tata purchased Jaguar, there was no more racing. We were having this conversation on the car today. I think that's when racing ended for Jaguar, correct?
Yes, around that time.
You ended your F1 racing?
Yeah, yes.
No more IMSA, Le Mans, and all that, right?
No, correct. All that stopped. We did have Paul Gentilosi, who did some racing in American ALMS, of course. Yeah, but
yes,
after that,
I'm aware of that.
Yes, okay. Right, we'll talk about that
and
later.
And the results, but that's not a good conversation.
We'll talk about that later as well.
Yeah, we'll talk about that off podcast.
And of course, we do Formula E now.
Yeah.
So Formula E now at the moment because of our electric future.
That's true.
That's important to the brand.
Oh, absolutely.
The future
for every car manufacturer.
So, you've got a huge investment. I know you're working with Ray Hall on that as well, right?
Okay.
You were working with Bobby Ray Hall.
In the past, yes, that's correct. Yeah,
I'm friends with Bobby. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Good. So that's the racing heritage.
So now we're here. At the last, I'm crying.
Well, everyone's very sad.
The last,
I didn't appreciate this would happen.
But it's so sexy. The car is so sexy. It's such a classic.
We were also talking about, like, obviously the car's evolved. When it debuted in 2014, it was what it was in 14. But now it's like perfect. The suspension is better. The transmission is better.
Perfect.
The infotainment system is better. Yes. The convertible looks much better.
Yes, it looks fantastic. It's perfect.
Everything is perfect. And now it's like gone.
It's the best of the best.
Yes, it is.
And that sounds like a cheesy PR line.
No, we're not getting paid for this.
Exactly. We were saying it because honestly, the car now it's perfect. And again, I mean, 2014.
Yeah, we updated the car in 1921 and a little bit now for 24 model year. And I agree, you know, that the F-Type is at its best now.
Yeah.
And this F-Type 75, you know, 75 for 75 years of sports cars.
Right.
You know, it really does make sense. So, yeah, the best of the best. We're very, very excited about it.
And so there's officially three types. You've got the non-special edition, which is the 450, or you can get the 450 75 or the 75, which is the heritage, the special edition, and the R with the 575 horsepower V8 supercharged.
That's what we drove today.
Tomorrow amazing. We'll drive the convertible.
She drove the coupe today.
It was perfect.
Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
I mean, it's someone who owns a lot of supercars. Mm-hmm. That car is just the perfect balance. And I even said to Javier, this is a touring car that is perfect. It's got good shifting points. It's got good performance.
It's comfortable.
It's comfortable.
We drove almost 8 hours. Like, I wasn't tired.
You know what? I got back to the hotel. I didn't even realize it was 8 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, we drove for 8 hours?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize. It was really...
And that's really a grand touring car. I mean, exactly. That's what you really need and you want. And the words are like the words.
Right.
But when you experience it and you feel how... Again, the car now, it's like the best, but
this vehicle will run for World Car of the Year next year.
Yes.
And we're both World Car jurors.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be...
Do you think it's too... Well, that's an interest. It's okay. I'm better careful
what
I say.
Well, it's a global car, right?
Yeah, it's a global car, but it's the last one.
You know, yes, but...
You always give awards to new cars. So I'm all for it. Listen, if the F-Type could go out with a World Car of the Year, I would, you know, I know
you'll be on the list of nominations. Right. I can't guarantee there's too many jurors to make any decisions.
Well, we had a few World Car of the Year jurors here, so let's see.
You never know.
So then the convertible, also, I mean, we haven't driven it yet. Mm-hmm. We're going to drive it tomorrow, but it also looks beautiful. I mean, all the... The colors.
The beautiful green color really does set up in the sunlight, doesn't it? But the 450, you think, 575, 450.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a beautiful...
More than enough, right?
It's got great drivability. It's got great drivability, which is your point. You just said it all.
Yeah, I mean, I drove it and I was thinking, you know what? This is really nice.
But you can drive it slow.
You can drive it cruise around town. Exactly. You can take it and do whatever.
Yeah.
But the coupe we drove first, there's plenty of storage in the trunk. Mm. I was surprised. Mm. I mean, the convertible is obviously less because the convertible takes up space. For me,
well, you have to take the car.
It's the hair thing, so I need the hard top. For Javier, he doesn't care.
I mean, you have to take the cars for what they are. The coupe is the coupe, the convertible is the coupe. It's not a SUV, it's not a minivan, it's not a F-150 truck. Right. Mm-hmm. So you take what you need, just enough, and then like for a great trip like today, we didn't miss anything.
I'd buy the coupe personally.
I'd be happy if clients bought both.
Yeah.
I have a friend buying one. He has an original 65 XKE. He's an original owner, original paint, all unrestored, and he's buying one of the 75s, same way, big horsepower, as he says.
Lovely.
Drop tops. He's going to do a soft top, and he's going to do it red to match his red 65 XKE. So he has one bookends.
Beautiful. So what can you tell us about production of this car? How many units or what's going to be the numbers?
These are going to be collectible.
I'm
glad you said that because I hope that.
It will be.
Yeah, because...
And when it's the end of a run, you got to get one.
So they haven't planned an end date for the car. They haven't planned a limited edition number of cars. The truth be... we're kind of hoping that volumes are higher than we expect. We hope to build more, and that would be a nice problem to have. So we haven't, we haven't been specific on we're building 7,844, but I kind of hope when we do really well with them and the volumes peak.
So typically, you sell about 10,000 a year of each.
That's a good year for a sports car, yeah.
Right. So is it? You think you'll make? You got to be over 10,000. There's going to be demand through the roof.
He won't tell us.
Car.
He's an accountant. With that number, he's not going to give it
to
you.
There's no numbers. I'm counting.
As a PR guy, I hope so. Let's wish that the last sports car is a great success for Jaguar.
I hope so too.
So in a brief 30 seconds, 40 seconds, a minute, whatever, what can you tell us about the future after this? Because as we said, this is the last ICE for the F-Type. So what's coming?
The future's bright. I'm very confident about the future. We have said that we're going all electric from 2025.
Does that mean a sports car?
Possibly, maybe. We haven't said. We haven't been specific. You know.
I like the possibly maybe.
Yeah.
I'll take that as a good answer. Yeah.
So we're hoping to show the cars, to say, during 2024. The cars will be more expensive. We're looking at a slightly different client base.
Right.
You know, we're working to a modern luxury future. We've got a dedicated platform. Jerry McGovern and the team have done a fantastic
job. Oh, my God. I just can't wait to see what he has
done. Jerry McGovern's so talented.
I mean, if he does close or like, around what he did with the Range Rovers.
Range Rovers look amazing.
Oh,
and
my God.
That's a finalist already this year for World Car of the Year. World SUV, I believe.
Yeah, it's in the run, yeah.
Yes. But Range Rover Sport is spectacular.
I know.
So you've seen what Jerry and the team have done with the Defender.
Yeah.
Yes.
They've reimagined an icon.
I mean, amazing. Right.
Yes.
Everything.
Right. They did a fabulous
job. Everything that is coming down the line is incredible.
You've done it with Range Rover. We've done it with Range Rover Sport. Trust me. I've seen the cars. They are doing it with Jaguar.
Wow.
Exciting future.
Wow. Great. So can we get these at our local Jaguar dealer? Can any Jaguar dealer order these, or is there special allocation for certain dealers?
We haven't gotten into the detail of that yet, but this car is a North American car, it's a Europe car, and it's a China car.
So it's a global car.
Oh, yes, of course.
Wow. So if I want to buy one of these, and you're listening to this podcast,
of course,
and you're thinking you want one, go to your local Jaguar dealer and put your name down. Trying to get one, right?
Yeah. Well, let's just wait till you see them, and we tell you a little bit more information about them. Oh, but they're all electric. From 2025, so you have to wait a little bit more to get the specification. But if you're really
mad keen, for one of the 75s,
get straight to your retailer and tell them you want a black one.
By the way,
21 inches.
And the
new Jaguar Land Rover dealership in Coral Gables, like 5 minutes away from my house, is like amazing. You think it's like a 5-star hotel? You drive to it and what is this?
And that's exactly
it's
what we
incredible.
Want. We want people like you to come
it's
in
an
and
experience.
Think that. Yes, we want you to feel special.
I don't know if you've. I mean, I'm sure you've seen it, but you have to come to Miami.
And I know exactly the one.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. Well, Lauren.
Wow. This has been a fabulous experience. We thank you for inviting us on this trip to Spain. We're going
from
the Mediterranean to the Atlantic.
Yeah.
And we have one more day of driving the convertible.
Exactly.
So you can see Javier's videos at Javier Mota. And I'm at Lauren Fix or Car Coach Reports on YouTube. And we'll be continuing to put out good news. And I'm hoping to get your vehicles on some national TV at the New York Auto Show. Yeah. I'm working on that now.
Exactly.
Because these cars are really special. And if you're thinking about owning a collectible in the future, this is one to have.
Exactly. And we're going to put a hole in your budget at dinner now, so let's see how that goes. Okay?
Oh, thank you. He's a bean counter. Don't say that.
Thank you for your time.
Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Thank you so much. Make sure to like and subscribe.
Thank you for listening. For more, check us out online at TotalCarScore.com.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in One offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, I'm Mark Goodman.
And I'm Alan Light.
On today's podcast, in celebration of International Guitar Month, Pete Townsend of The Who will join us.
Pete went deep with us into his relationship with the guitar and with music in general, the new Broadway version of Tommy. He clarified the status and the future of The Who and much, much more.
Sound Up with Mark Goodman and Alan Light, the only music podcast that matters. Get it on Pandora, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.